At this party, his he was introducing me to his cousin, JJ. I don't remember this. And another one of his family members comes up to JJ and looks at him and is like, "Oh my goodness, you're so fat." And here, you just don't say that to a person.
Will you close that door afterwards? Hello, and thank you for listening and watching to your favorite podcast. This is the Maximum Filipino Show. Right now, it's a special podcast. My name is CB.
And Waka.
All right, Waka, how are you doing, man?
I am doing fantabulous.
Dude, why do I have a pillow in here?
Well, because our last guest that was here for another pod
wanted a pillow?
He just left it there.
Okay. All right, well, we've been crushing it with a ton of guests weekly. Yeah. So we've been having like amazing guests weekly. And we're like about to hit, actually, it's not even, probably like 71. This is a 71 episode.
We're in the 70s.
Yeah, we're in the 70s. My goal is to hit 100 and then I'll retire. I'm just kidding.
I like how you said 70s, you know.
70s?
You said 70s now, but you said 70s.
Oh, did I say 70s?
You got your Filipino Tourette's kicking in. 70s.
Yeah, the accent. But yeah, we're in the 70s. So what's the best 70s episode is to bring our wonderful guest. Yeah. But before I bring it in, I'll bring her in. It's gonna be a special podcast.
You've seen her before.
Yeah, you've seen her before, but you've actually never interviewed her.
Yes.
So by that pronoun, you know that it's a woman, and it's a special woman. I guess it's more special for me than for Waka.
Yeah, she's special.
Yeah, she.
Yeah, she's special.
Yeah, exactly. But she's not here yet. She's doing something.
She will be here.
Right, dude. We've been in a. This is almost like a 100 episode. I want to do a 100 episodes podcast.
Uh-huh.
With just us two, or maybe if the other people wants to join us.
Yeah,
that's fine too.
The silent crew.
Yeah, the silent crew. What is your favorite episode so far out of all of them? You know, whether it's the Learn Filipino Pod or After Flicks, or what is your favorite episode?
Aside from the times that I hang out with my bro during After Flicks, it's not gay. It's just love. But anyway, my favorite episode so far has to be with one of our guests. Actually, now I think about it, a lot of it just flood in. I have one or two of them, but so far is our food guest, the one who is now becoming popular,
the Lumpia Queen.
Yeah,
you like Lumpia Queen? Yeah, yeah. At the Abbey. What's at up, Abbey. Abbey?
Yeah, and so far I did enjoy that podcast. Mm-hmm. And because one thing that I love about it was about food. I love food. And she knew her food. She knew her type. She knew everything. I love how she described what you predicted or assumed. Not assumed. It was a what if this and this meshed. And she's like, ew.
Yeah, right.
So it's like she knows her food. But yeah. My all-time favorite was with Dino. Kuya Dino.
Oh, yeah. Kuya Dino. Kuya Dino was one of my favorite for sure. Because, you know, besides the content that he produced, but I was starstruck. I didn't expect he was the guy that I was listening to in high school. So that was like a complete package. Go ahead.
Sorry. No, I was just saying that he's just living. I still have to say he's living the dream that I was hoping to get to when I was a kid. Like I will, when I become at a certain age, I will finally do what I've been wanting to do as a kid and have a room full of what he has. And that didn't happen, of course. But I'm glad someone is living it for me.
All right. Awesome. Can I finish my one of my favorite pot episode?
Your pot episode?
I let you finish your favorite episode and you didn't let me finish mine?
Oh, no. I was just adding on to that. Okay. All right. Go ahead. My bad, bro.
Yeah, that was my favorite episode. And of course, with Kuya RJ. I like that episode with Kuya RJ because that's like the living the Filipino dream and, you know, his version of Filipino dream. And I guess a lot of Filipinos that move to America, that's their dream. That's subjective. You don't really know what kind of dream you have. but starting his own businesses, not just one business.
I thought Kuya RJ was from good. Here.
Huh?
I thought Kuya RJ was from here, no?
Yeah, but he's a second generation immigrant, that's what I'm saying. I didn't say born in the Philippines. I said Filipino.
You made it sound like he migrated from the Philippines to here.
Yeah. No, I said he's Filipino.
Yeah.
And he's living the Filipino dream, which is to be a Filipino and successful in America.
Oh, for some reason, I heard you said migrate.
No.
Okay. Sorry, my bad. Go ahead. Finish it.
No, that's it. I'm done.
I'm sorry.
All right. Well, our guest is here. She's awesome. She's phenomenal. She's a bit sass. She's trying to hide. I don't know why.
You're actually going to use this, miss.
Yo, you're...
What are you doing?
You're supposed to use this.
Where is it? You're supposed to use your so you can hear us.
Where's the headphone?
She's an awesome... She's awesome. Hopefully you will be able to see her. It's my wife, Courtney. There she is. Yay.
Go to her. Let me grab the headset. She's like stepping on it.
What are you doing? You're ruining every single stuff that we have. Oh, my Lanta.
What's happening right now? What are you doing?
I'm looking for the headset that you're supposed to wear.
Yeah, we put it on your chair so you can wear it. So you can hear us. But what are you doing right now?
Why did you start it already?
This podcast is chaotic.
This poor dog.
Who's the guest? You or the dog?
Both of us.
Oh my gosh, you're making my eyes itch.
Why do I gotta wear these?
So you can hear us.
I can hear you. I'm sitting right next to you.
It's a lot better. It's a lot better if you can hear
us. I promise you'll hear it.
And you can hear yourself.
He can change camera.
You're supposed to pull it towards you.
Yeah, like this.
Why do I look weird?
You know, it's just you're not used to seeing yourself in front of the camera.
Okay. You have to pull the camera, so it's either you want to hold it or you want to leave it there.
Yeah,
you want to hold it. But if you want to hold it, make sure you don't, like, move around.
Shake it.
Well, you should
shake it. Shake it.
Oh, my gosh. Come on. Hold it.
I don't want to hold it. I move around. You know I move around.
No, hold this.
Hold this. There.
There you go.
There you go. Perfect. What up, Courtney? What's up, babe? Thanks for finally joining us doing this podcast. Even though last podcast you were throwing a fit that you weren't part of the podcast. Now you're part of the podcast. How does it feel?
Dude, why can't... We should have just did this like tomorrow or something.
Can you talk in your microphone?
It's like 11. No, it's not 11. It's like midnight. It's past midnight. It's way past my bedtime.
This is a normal thing for me and Waka.
It's in the afternoon or morning somewhere in the other side of the world.
Exactly. So we're just
fine.
It'll be fine. It'll be fine. Your brain's still functioning?
Yeah.
Right?
No. So, our dear guest...
What do you want out of my nose?
Just right there, on your face. Just on your face. All right.
I told you she was special.
So we are in this podcast. It's called Learn Filipino Pod. If you don't know anything about Learn Filipino Pod, it's basically anything that you want to learn. If there's anything that you want to learn about Filipinos, if you want to meet a Filipino or you're planning to visit Philippines, this is the podcast for you. This podcast is pretty special because she's my wife. And she married a Filipino. So we're going to talk about what it feels like and what's it like marrying a Filipino. Right?
Yeah. Part two.
Part two.
And this is my puppy.
We don't care. All right. ow. Okay.
Keep it rated G for all the kids to see.
Yeah, they don't watch this podcast. I'm pretty sure. Okay.
We don't know.
Yeah. All right. So, Courtney, you've been, you are from America, right? You were born and raised here in America?
No.
In Michigan?
No.
Come on. Take it seriously. You were born and raised here in America?
No.
She was born in Scotland.
He hates us right now. Finally, it's us against him.
I don't really care.
Yes, I was born in America.
Dude, your voice is
South America, Central America, North America.
No, which Africa. America? She's born in Africa.
You should America. Know this by now. How many times have I been on the worship team and you all have to keep turning up my dang mic?
So you're African, right? You're 2% yes, African.
I am
0.2% African.
Yep, that's me.
Yeah. Okay. She's right. The whitest black person you'll ever see.
Yep.
Oh, yeah. All right, so you married a Filipino, right? You married me, right? I usually ask our guests, our first question is usually why did you say yes to do this podcast? Yeah. And I'm not gonna ask you that. you know what? Actually, I'm gonna ask you that. Why did you say yes to this podcast?
Wait, I want to know why you wouldn't ask me that.
Huh? Because I already know the answer.
Oh. What do you think the answer is?
Hmm. What I think the answer will be is like, you have to ask me to be part of the podcast because I'm your wife.
Hmm.
So why did you say yes?
I don't think I actually ever said yes.
Oh.
But you wanted to be in the podcast.
Yeah, but we got into an argument about it.
Oh.
No, because I told you I wanted you to be in the podcast.
No, you didn't.
Yes, I did. I said I wanted you to be in the podcast. I said I want to have a podcast with you. I even like mentioned that to you. Remember, I even told you multiple times. Walk us there. It's like, hey, when are you going to be in our podcast? Hey, when are you going to be in our podcast? Hey, when are you going to be in our podcast? Multiple times.
No, that's not true. It was like a, you know, like a casual thing, like, yeah, come over, like when you say that, but you don't actually mean it.
Oh, that's
mean
not it. True. We mean it. Yeah, we want guest in our podcast.
Okay, but when I was like, oh, I'll be in your podcast last week or whatever, you're like, no.
Yes. No, I broke that. It wasn't planned. And I broke that plan, and I'm sorry.
Yeah, it was. I told Waka, I said it was a great idea. You know, don't get me wrong. I want like great ideas like that, but it will be different. I would have said yes, right? I would have said yes if we did this podcast first. You know, like we do this podcast first, and then there's a guest like that. So next time we're gonna have another guest, the same situation like our guest last time. We will include you.
I'm really distracted right now.
Did what, you know because that? Of the dog?
No, because there's like multiple things here.
A multiple camera.
Okay, just choose a camera.
Just choose a camera. I feel like it's Moana. Remember that word Moana and the crab? What are you doing? Just choose an eye. Left or right? All right. Okay. So why did you say yes to this podcast? You still haven't answered the question.
I thought I did. It wasn't like a for sure yes thing. I just did it because why not? You know, like.
Wow.
I did it because I want to prove to you that I can do stuff like this. Because you constantly think, oh, you won't do it. Or bad things about your wife.
Listen, I know you could do podcasts, and I even told you before you're good with podcasts because you've done podcasts with Pastor Anthony, you and your bachelorette episodes.
Reverse psychology.
So I know you could do podcasts.
Okay. Well, I'm here.
All right. Perfect. So I just have a few questions for you. Okay. You can give us some of your dirty secrets if that's fine.
Wait, hold up.
Some of my dirty my
should I know
my these? Dirty secrets. Waka, act like you don't care. All right.
Act like don't care. Okay.
No, I said you act like you.
How many cameras are there?
There's three cameras.
Three.
There's this camera.
Uno.
There's that camera.
Loa.
And then there's three camera. Third camera.
Good grief.
Yeah. So this one is just me. Well, potentially it's just me. Yeah. Huh? That camera?
Yeah,
no, that's not one. That's not connected. And then this camera is just you and Waka. This camera is all three of us. Get it?
So this is a camera right there.
Yeah. Okay. So it says camera one, camera two, camera three.
You two extra.
We have camera four, but it's not working. All right. Awesome. Okay, so I just have some few questions. First of all, have you ever thought about marrying a Filipino?
No.
Have you thought of marrying a brown person?
No.
Oh, really? Is a white person?
I never thought I would get married.
What would you think of that?
Because of too much that we can't get into on one podcast.
Oh, I guess you got a point there in terms of story wise. But okay. Well, did you ever thought or wish to be married?
Yeah, I knew I always wanted to be married, but I didn't think I would get married.
So did you ever thought of a kind?
No.
What kind? Humans or animals or insects? Or like what?
Okay. Don't make it weird, bro.
I mean, I always thought I would be a white person because it's just like typical, I guess.
Well, your DNA says otherwise.
Okay.
Okay, but a typical white person for real?
Yeah. Because, I mean, that's the norm, I guess.
Have you ever dated a non-white person?
No.
No? It's always been a white person?
Yeah.
Yeah. You didn't really actually date a lot of people, right?
No.
Yeah. Hmm. And mostly, I don't want to say mostly, but all of them are men. Hey, you I never know. You never really know.
Well, you did say about a certain singer that you wouldn't mind turning.
It's true.
Yeah, but.
Alicia Keys, right?
Yes.
Alicia Keys. Alicia and she's black.
Well, Alicia, she, yeah. If you're watching this, I'm coming for you.
I highly doubt she's watching this. I highly doubt she's watching this.
But, okay. So, did you have hard crushes at least?
No. So, I was in a... every relationship I was ever in, I was always... When I was in a relationship, I always looked at it as marriage. So, I would date to get married. Yes.
Yeah.
Mm. And that's one of the reasons why I didn't date very many people. I believe you were my third. The third person that I ever dated.
Three times a charm.
How old were you when you first dated someone?
Two.
Shut up.
I was just saying because, you know, you're...
No, what? You, I am going to hurt you. Okay, no. My first boyfriend... I don't even know. I don't know.
16?
Probably 16.
Yeah. Was it Nick?
Yeah.
At night? Nick at night?
No, but because you guys went to prom, right?
Yeah.
So junior high?
No, so it would have been Christian and then Nick.
Oh, gotcha. Oh, yeah, because you didn't date John.
No, I didn't date John.
Yeah, that makes sense. Mm. All right. And then, so when you... when you saw me at church, because that's where we met, right? You had a hard crush on me.
Was that a zing? Is that what you call a zing? Like Transylvania term? Zing?
Yeah, like the zing. That's right.
Like that magical moment, like, oh, is it brown? He's the one.
You're so stupid. No, I don't. I was, okay, so I was a really, can you stop moving? You can drive me nuts.
Yeah, you already see it now. You see? Husband-wife moment.
Okay, so what were you gonna say?
I forgot.
How you met?
Yeah, I mean, when you saw me, you said, were you,
"Did you saw did him you or the dimples? Was it the
did
dimples?
You, did I you, bet you have, was the dimples. Did you have a hard no, crush on me? Dimples.
I did, but I liked. So I've always told you this. The first part that I ever like kind of
noticed
that kind of caught my eye. Was your teeth.
Yeah, because you look at my face when I... You look at my mouth when I talk.
Doesn't everybody?
No, you don't look at people's mouth when you talk. You look at their eyes.
Why?
Because that's the proper way. That's so creepy. Why would you look at people's mouth?
So you can see what they're saying.
No, that's... You only need to hear it. That's
worse.
You
know, like, people that, like, have a hard time hearing, they look at your mouth.
That's a different story.
Says the one to hear the voice in her head. But okay, so you see his
digressing.
You guys, living with these two at the same time is awful. Let me just tell you that, okay?
But okay, his teeth. What about his teeth?
These two might as well be married.
I looked at Waga's teeth and I talked to him. I'm just kidding. No, but yeah, why would you look at people's mouth? That's weird.
It was because you had really straight white teeth. And that was something that did I have braces when you first met me?
Yes. No.
No?
No. Okay. So it was like something at that point that I was like...
Insecure about?
I was very insecure about my teeth. And I was like, yeah. I really want straight white teeth.
No. Now I don't because I drink a lot of coffee.
And energy drinks.
Wait, yeah. So you're saying that they're disfigured because of them?
No, stain.
Yeah, they're because of coffee. Color.
Yeah. They're colored.
But you've been drinking coffee in the Philippines, though.
No. Really? But I used to drink with creamer. Hard black coffee. Oh,
effect, so the creamer is what washed out the black stuff?
Basically. Yeah, the stain. Yeah.
I'll still go to black.
And the coffee here in America is way stronger than the coffee that we have in the Philippines, you know? Like, the 3-in-1 coffee is not that strong. Maybe the caffeine in that coffee is probably not as high as a small cup of Starbucks coffee.
Agreed. It's just a hot milkshake, like a friend, a boss told me. Mostly. Cream, sugar.
All right. So, being married to a Filipino, what are some of the struggles that you encountered when we were dating a Filipino? Like, did you notice? So, you said that you dated two white guys, but you had a crush on some, you know, some Americans. Did you notice any big difference on dating a Filipino, just specifically a Filipino, in comparison to some, you know, some of the American guys that you dated?
Obviously the language, that's a big one.
Yeah.
Oh shoot. I forgot I put makeup on. Does it look bad?
A little bit.
Oh no.
Yeah, it's like smudged it.
Pause it.
No, you're fine.
Everything's gonna be on it.
Yeah. Remember okay. When you popped my pimple?
That was podcast? On camera. That's that
was,
right.
That was wait, definitely fix it. On camera.
Fix it.
How? Lick it?
No, fix it. Like,
I don't know how to do it.
Don't you dare. Let me get my phone. This couch is like too small for this.
No, I'm just taking up space.
Well, that's obvious.
Can you just answer the question?
You can answer while you're doing that.
Okay, what was the question?
What are some big difference that you noticed besides the language?
Yeah. Language and food are the two big ones.
Yeah.
Differences. Well, first of all, you're not white. So that's the obvious. You asked. I don't know. It's just those are the two big ones. And then, you are still living with your parents, which I found to be weird because that's not what we do here.
Yeah. Yeah. But you didn't put in consideration that we just literally moved here? You didn't put that in consideration?
That at that point, like, when we started dating, you didn't just move here. Because you were still dating somebody from the Philippines.
Yeah, but that was like, 2 years or 3 years ago. So that was, it's not, we started dating 2013. We moved here 2012.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, so just a year and a half ago. You expect me to find a job and a place a year and a half ago?
In a year, you don't need to add the ago.
In a year and a half.
Sure.
Okay. Okay. Wow, all right.
Standards are pretty high there.
I know.
Clearly not.
Did you notice any... Oh,
dang. Ooh. Sorry.
Did you notice any other difference, like the way I pursued you or asked you out or the way we dated comparison to the other white guys? Or the other Americans, I guess, not just specifically white guys?
Not really. It was just like we went out one night and then it was just like, okay, we're dating. Like, it wasn't like a formal, hey, you want to go out with me type deal.
Yeah. I guess we're like, oh, we're going out now. That's it. Yeah.
So you just took it.
Yeah. I think Waka told you this. In the Philippines, we have this thing called, you know, we celebrate every single thing, you know, in the Philippines, like we have a monthly where we celebrate.
You did
like
not
month.
Celebrate anything. It
I know.
Was
can
me.
You can you just let me explain what I'm trying to say?
Okay.
Golly,
okay.
This is gonna be a tough podcast.
You asked.
Yeah. So we do. We celebrate those kind of stuff like a monthly celebration, and then of course the anniversary, and we have gifts and things like that for that. But in a year and a half, if I didn't like. Got a job and moved out of my parents. One thing for sure is I adapted the American culture right away. Like I was like a sponge and just suck it all up.
It's true.
Yeah, I just got it. So I
except
I saw
for your accent.
Except for my accent. Have it?
A little bit, yeah.
Mm. I got a funny story about that in a moment, but I just suck it all up. I noticed how American culture is dealing when it comes to dating, and I still followed some of the stuff that I needed to do. Like, I went and met your aunt and uncle, you know, while we were dating. I didn't skip mm-hmm. that part, and I think that's really important. Because the way I notice it, a lot of Americans don't necessarily consider that or put that in priority or consideration, you know. Mm-hmm. Yeah, meeting the family. Yeah. I wanted to meet I do remember wanting to meet your mom, but you're like, yeah, we don't really have a good relationship. So
really, you wanted to meet my mom?
Yeah, I wanted to meet your mom and dad because that's part of Filipino culture. Yeah. You have to meet the parents.
Mm. Yeah, they have the step, you know. There's courtship. And the process from courtship to
dating,
as in like boyfriend, girlfriend.
Yeah.
And then if it ever develops, then engagement to marriage and so forth.
I don't think you ever met my mom until after we were engaged, right?
No, I met your mom before. I met your mom while we were dating.
Oh.
Yeah. Mm. Because I don't think we were married when we went to Port Huron.
No, I know we weren't married.
Yeah.
But we might have been engaged.
You might be right.
Yes.
But I met your mom before that.
So there was no courtship in that process between you two? It was just like...
Not in the Filipino kind of sense of courtship. Yeah, but we, like, in American way of talking all the time, you know, texting and calling...
All the time. We were together all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And talking all the time.
Yeah, exactly. All the time.
All the time.
Like, we go to bed like 2 in the morning, you know.
On FaceTime.
Yeah, FaceTime.
I guess that is a...
That is a really Filipino thing because we like talk constantly. We text. We text a lot in the Philippines.
No, that was a me thing. You still are really bad at...
Yeah, that one's different now. Cause,
well, he's not wrong. That's very what they do in PH. Yeah, they will text till midnight.
No, he's really bad at it. I'll text him, and then like 5 hours later, he'll respond.
I just got bad now. now that I'm here in America, I just got bad now because...
But you're on your phone all the time.
Yeah, because so here's the thing, right? Here's the thing. In the Philippines... We had to, at least when I was there, we called it like load. kind of load. You just transfer like, let's say 30 pesos and then you text a certain name.
I'm putting credit.
Certain words to a certain number and then you get unlimited texting for a certain amount of days. It's not a lifetime kind of thing, or it's not in a year kind of thing. You know what I mean? Like it's a prepaid. It's basically a prepaid. It's like it's a simpler prepaid. Mm-hmm. So if you can only text unlimited for a certain amount of days, you take advantage of that. You know what I mean? Like you can only text for 24 hours. So you take advantage of that and you like text and text and text. And that's what I did.
You've never done that to me.
But no, when we were dating, I've done it.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Yes.
No.
Yeah.
No, you remember one time we had plans...
Mm-hmm.
And then you like all of a sudden canceled on me.
I do remember that.
I was so mad.
I kind of remember it.
Kinda.
Yeah, kind of remember it.
Yeah, because I was really mad. I was like, because I'm a planner, and I'm like, I always have to have everything planned out. And then he like, I don't even know what you did, but you like canceled, and then I was really mad. And then I went home and I was crying. And then my aunt, I think, messaged you because I lived with my aunt.
Mm-hmm.
And I think she might have like talked to you.
That is not my fault.
What happened?
That's not my fault.
How is it not your fault?
All I know is that's not my fault, right? I don't remember why I canceled, but I would say that's not my fault because you need to leave a room for people that can something change. You don't like put people in consideration that might be an emergency, something happened or something.
It was not an emergency. I'm pretty sure you just went home and went to bed. I'm pretty sure. I'm about like 99% sure that is what happened.
Well, you don't like consider that maybe, oh, this person is tired, so let's just reschedule it, you know. Like you don't give people an open space that maybe they're tired and let's just reschedule this kind of thing.
You didn't leave
room. That's the most stupidest reason.
Really?
Yes.
Okay, no. As a planner, I think I see what he's going at, but I don't know what that reason may be, but you never...
Speaking of planning, your calendar still says November.
I can't reach it. Anyway, stop changing the subject. What he's asking is that when you plan, you don't leave room to possibilities of what if this happened or this. You are locked into it, and if it doesn't work...
Yeah.
You're right. Go from planner to whiner.
Excuse me.
Jesus, Mary Joseph.
Okay. All right. Well,
not.
So the story that I was going to say earlier, we went to the Tanger outlet. Yeah, the Tanger outlet, right? Earlier. Tanger?
Are you talking about like today?
Yeah, earlier, just this morning. We went to Tanger outlet.
Okay.
And I dropped you off where did I drop you off?
H&M.
Yeah, H&M. So Ariel and I went to a store and
what store?
I'm not telling you. I checked out the item that I bought for you. And then the cashiers were Asians, right? They were Asians. But I was like trying to figure out because they don't look like Filipinos. They look like Vietnamese and Nepalese. So I didn't assume. So I just, you know, did my thing because I want to get out of the store before you text me. And then the other, her coworker came up and they started talking in Tagalog. I said, oh, you guys are Filipinos. They was like, yeah. Oh, that's awesome. I'm Filipino too. She's like, and then... the other girl was about to ask me if I can speak Tagalog until I spoke Tagalog. Be like, oh, okay, you can still speak Tagalog. Because they're like, because you mentioned about my accent. Because I don't think
they noticed.
Could, yeah, I don't think they noticed.
I think he lost that heavy accent that he had from the beginning.
No, he did. He definitely lost his accent, but... once in a while it will still be there. Yeah. Like when you were just talking about, you know, the 70s and he like made the
you overheard that?
I was standing right there.
Oh, I thought that was from the other podcast.
Oh my god. You forgot already, bro.
I did. It's been a while.
But his dad and his mom, on the other hand, they sound like they are fresh from the Philippines.
How about Kazaya?
That's kind of racist.
Fresh from the Philippines.
No, I think Kazaya has it more than AJ, but I think she's slowly losing it.
Yeah, JB does not have an accent at times, especially when you
more
hear
than
him,
he does more than you
when you hear over the phone. Yeah, it's like holy smokes, this guy sounds like American. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Anyway.
Yeah, they said yeah at the same time. I'm left out. Yeah. 1, 2, 3, yeah.
Are you FOMOing again?
She is.
Okay. So the food. We all know you're very picky, mm-hmm. right? Yeah. There's a lot of food that you cannot eat.
That's true.
And to a lot of people who love Filipino food, it's heartbreaking to know that you married a Filipino and does not eat any Filipino food.
Yeah, I'm not sure we should be talking about this on a Filipino podcast.
I don't think it matters. I mean, it's you. We cannot change you. You know, this is you. If you, it's preference. If you don't like it, then you don't like it. We're not gonna force you to eat it.
Yeah,
it's just saddening. But
except
we're not gonna
for the
force
fact
you.
That you tell me all these stories about going to the Philippines, and then it scares me, and then I don't want to go to the Philippines anymore.
Oh, go.
Oh, just I'm gonna. Go. I'm just gonna. You're gonna just be with go. Me, so I'm gonna tell them. Hey, she doesn't.
We'll just
eat
tell
your
them
food,
I'm allergic to everything,
and she hates you. That's what I'm gonna tell them.
No,
I'm just kidding. I'm not gonna do that.
That's
but
not cool.
Are there any Filipinos that came close, like Filipino food that came close that looks interesting, and I'm gonna try it.
I'm gonna use the correct term, lumpia.
Oh, the Shanghai.
Actually, I have eaten them before, but without the raisins and onions.
Oh, that's right. You did like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's not necessarily a Filipino lumpia. That's more a derived.
Hey, more you know Americanized what? I still lumpia. Ate it.
Though I do give her credit that she's willing to try to take a bite, whether she like it, to find out if she likes it or not.
Yeah.
So that's one.
Are there even like any desserts that you like?
No.
Do you hardcore when you see something that looks awful to you? You don't eat it. Or will you be willing to go for it?
Okay, so I'm trying to figure out. Because everybody asks you, when you're a picky eater, they ask you, why are you a picky eater? And sometimes people reply with, oh, it's a texture thing, or it's a this thing, or a that thing, and blah, blah, blah. So I've been trying to figure out, for me, like, why am I such a picky eater? And, like, because sometimes I'll look at something and be like, yeah, that's not going anywhere near my mouth. Mm. And so I think for me, it's come down to be somewhat of a texture thing. Mm-hmm. And so, like, the little jelly thingy that your mom makes.
Oh, the rice cake?
Is that what it's called?
The flan. That's
with
it.
With the, like syrupy thing on the top. Yeah,
it's
like,
the leche flan.
I just look at that and I know the texture is not going to be something that I'm going to like.
Wait, you don't like Jell-O?
No, I don't like Jell-O.
Oh, that makes sense. Yeah, you're not going to like that.
You won't. Even though it's milky, though, it's not.
Yeah, that. She's still not gonna like it. If she doesn't like Jell-O, she's not gonna like that. Like Jell-O is more.
How about fruit cake?
Tolerable than flan.
Not fruit cake. Fruit salad. How about fruit salad?
It depends on what fruit.
His fruit salad.
No, but she doesn't like mixing stuff.
That's true.
Yeah, I'm also a person that I don't like to have my food touching unless I purposely like do it myself or like.
So she's not gonna like halo halo. That's 100% she's
that's
not
the
gonna
best.
Like it.
Well, she couldn't eat it because there's nuts in it. No,
well, you can have it with no nuts, Waka.
I guess you're right.
I'm also allergic to nuts, so there's that.
Well, how can you made two beautiful kids.
Okay, that is something
that is disgusting. That is gross. I cannot believe you made that joke.
I tried. My bad. I'll keep the jokes to you too. Okay, my bad.
That was disgusting.
That's right. TMI.
Okay, one of the questions I did ask, I do want to ask. So, what were the things? I mean, going back before marriage, you know, between you two dating or trying to. Work it out somehow. What were the things that you had to compromise or had to sacrifice, so to speak, or had to grow into to accept? Did you have to do any of that to drag him into you, or did you do anything at all?
I feel like there was a lot.
Yeah, amen.
I did not.
You said it. I just agreed.
You're agreeing to you compromising, not to me compromising.
Well, he asked you compromising.
Yeah.
So what?
So I said amen.
Okay. All right. You said there was a lot. Heck? Let's try to name a few. I want to know.
Man.
Well, okay, while you're thinking, to compromise, was it to try to, you know, win his heart so you couldn't lose him? Or was it just because I still want him, but I want him to know this is not what I want?
This is, when we first started dating, his parents, actually, I should just say his family, like, including his brother and sister, did not like me.
That is not true.
It is true. They thought I was a spoiled brat. And they point blank told me that. They did. You don't remember us sitting down and me sitting down with your sister at the park and she told me that she didn't want me to get married to you? You don't remember that?
That's a different reason why. She explained to you why she didn't want you to marry me. It wasn't because of that. It's because when we were in the Philippines, we weren't close. Like, none of us were close because I was, you know, I was way older than both of them. So I was already working when they're growing up. Now, when we moved here, we got closer together. And then come to find out, I'm getting married.
Anyway, his parents thought I was a spoiled brat. They told me that. you don't remember sitting in their living room and us having that conversation. They were like, oh, you got handed a car and blah, blah, blah. Like, I really think you're a spoiled brat. And I'm like, but you don't understand. Like, I didn't get handed a car. I had to work for that car. And, like, I had, like, to basically,
I don't even think my parents know what the word brat means. They know the word spoiled, but not brat.
Yeah.
They did. And I remember that because it really crushed me and it really hurt me.
Because, but you stayed. Look at you.
So you had to muscle through that.
To win the prize.
And that prize was that.
Okay, aside from the experience that you had to, you know,
can you stop
fight geez
thank you
apologies so no okay so what were the cultural things or the things that wasn't your lifestyle that you had to adjust or had to face, like, oh shoot, he does this, I don't like it, but if I don't like it, will he hate me? What you had, did you have moments like that? And if you did, what were those things that you had to adjust to, you know?
I'm so tired, I can barely think straight.
Then think sideways, it's fine.
Oh my gosh.
Think gay.
Oh my gosh. Compromising on things. Oh shoot.
It could be the little things. It could be food. It could be the smell. It could be the way.
I have a story.
There we go. Found it. Found it.
No, it's not even like anything to do with compromise. The smell, I guess that could be a compromise. The smell of their food is just horrendous. It is awful. I shouldn't say that on a Filipino podcast, but I'm not kidding. When I walk in his parents' house, I just want to... Do your parents watch this?
Yeah.
I'm so sorry. I just want to gag. Like, I want to throw up.
Do you remember when the first time you saw the food in our stove?
That's what I was about to say. I walked in one day when we were dating. I walked into their house and their kitchen is right there when you walk in, and I just look over in their stove and I see a whole fish. Like, literally a whole fish, like eyeballs and fins and all of it.
Yeah, she doesn't like seafood either.
All of it. Like, cooked. And these people over here.
What do you mean?
What do you mean, you people?
They're eating it. Like, with the fins, with the eyeball.
We do not eat the fins.
It was all there, people. It was all there. And they were eating it, and I about lost it. And had all of my
insides to
come out of me. It was disgusting.
Yeah, but we don't eat the fins. We barely even eat the head. We just leave it there for the taste. It tastes a lot better. It's true. Yeah.
No.
So, how was your first? You've been to some Filipino gatherings that we had here, which, by the way, we're gonna have another one soon. We're gonna schedule to go to Filipino gatherings because it's helpful for you and for our kids to be surrounded with a lot of Filipinos too. You know, to learn their culture.
Yeah, like the other day. I mean, she knows now. She accepts it that she's Filipino. But what was it that she said that
she's
you told
Dora.
Her? Yeah, you told
she
her
said
that
she's Dora.
Addy, you told Addy's like, you know you're Filipino, right? It's like, no, I'm not Filipino.
Our oldest kid thought she was Mexican, right?
Yeah,
she thought she was a Mexican.
Because she likes Dora. Yeah.
And we tried to explain to her, no, you're a Filipino. And she lost it. She like
she has
threw
a fit,
no,
sure.
a fit and was like, I am not a Filipino.
And then I started teaching our youngest one, our second kid, some Filipino or Tagalog words, and she's like, she got jealous. She's like, Daddy, I decided I'm Filipino now. So yeah, you've been to some Filipino gatherings. What are some interesting things that you noticed when you went to some Filipino gatherings? I don't know if you remember.
So the very first time I met his family, minus his mom and dad and siblings, when I first met his aunt and uncle and extended family, was at a surprise birthday party for his aunt. And he told me, he was like, come with me so you can meet my aunt and all of my extended family. And I'm like, okay, not a big deal. Like, thinking this surprise party was just going to be like 15, 20 people. Like, not a lot of people. And so I'm like, yeah, I'm okay with that. I'm a very shy person. I'm not outgoing or whatever. I just like to keep to myself. And so we get to the surprise birthday party, and there's like 100 people there.
That is not okay. True. You're exaggerating.
That's what it felt like. It felt like there were like a million people.
She went from 100 to a million. That's a big jump. That's a big jump.
And I was so embarrassed. Okay, I was embarrassed. I was lost. I wasn't sure what to do. I was like, I did not think that there was this many people that were going to be here.
You sure?
And
is
then,
it because you stuck out?
That could be a possibility too. I'm pretty sure I was the only white person there.
No, my uncle is.
His uncle is white. He might as well be Filipino too. You know what?
And all of my cousins are half. So
okay, but they look Filipino, not white. So
I don't know about that. At the Sarah looks any other race. Like, she can be Indian.
No, she
can
be Mexican. She looks Filipino.
And then Ate Sisi looks white.
No, yeah, she looks white. You're just weird because you're full. But anyway, she is not white like
Wait,
me.
Hold up. She doesn't mean that. She doesn't mean that I'm weird because I'm full Filipino. She's just saying that I feel weirded out.
At this party, he was introducing me to his cousin, JJ. I don't remember this. And another one of his family members comes up to JJ and looks at him and is like, oh my goodness, you're so fat. And here, you just don't say that to a person.
I wanted it too.
Anyways, like, he just kind of laughs and like shrugs it off. And I'm like looking at this person like, what did you just say? Like, you just don't go around calling people fat. Like, that's not okay. Mm-hmm. Little do I know, in the Philippines, that's like,
it's a norm.
A normal thing. And they still do it all the time to AJ. Like, his aunt, the last time we were at his aunt's house, she was like, AJ, you're so fat. And like, that's how they do it. And he will do it to our kids. And I'm like, or even his sister. And I'm like, dude, you can't do that. Like, that's what causes issues for women. Like, we have those issues. We have body image issues. Like, you can't just be going around calling people fat.
Nah, I want to say something, but I don't want to say
finishing that sentence. We definitely can understand that R2-D2. Gosh, dang.
Oh my
That's
goodness.
Like R2-D2 talking.
Nah, I want to say something, but I'm like, no, I don't want to say it.
Just say it.
No. Okay, so I personally believe that if women in general, if they were raised up in a very solid family where they were fed with the truth, being, you know, this is who you are. You are beautiful, you know, helping build their self image. I believe they wouldn't care what other people say.
I couldn't tell you because I was not raised like that.
Our kids are.
Except for the fat. Like, you look at them and you're like, ah, you're so chunky.
Hey, chunky is not a bad word. Chunky is not, it doesn't determine it's fat. Chunky can be, you know, like muscle chunky, or it can be like your meaty chunky, you know, or.
I just meant
thick
in
chunky.
General.
No.
Yeah, no. Just in general. I mean, I'm not trying to get into specifics. I'm just saying in general, if people in general were to tell people to build their confidence and truth, I guarantee everything else would. Yeah, it doesn't matter. That's what I'm trying to do with the kids.
So now we have two kids. We have two beautiful kids. Do you have any regrets of marrying a Filipino? Because we make cute babies. And when I say we, I mean Filipinos make cute babies. In combination of white people, you know, Filipino and white kids, they're just cute babies, don't they?
Right? You're just saying like it's all Filipino blood that made them look cute.
100%. 75%. You like how I change it from 100% to 75 yeah. right away?
It's like, no, okay, I'll leave room for the white.
Yeah. My kids exactly. are beautiful because of just their the way mother. They are. Uh-huh. They are because of their mother.
All right, since we're on the marriage topic, now that you married him, were you, or maybe you were aware of it way before you married him, did you expect when you married him you were married the whole family too?
No.
Because their culture is similar to ours, and we always, there's like these memes about us Polynesians, when any other race married our race, are you marrying the whole family?
Yeah, I feel like that's a touchy subject, because I'm a very family oriented person, so I love, are we supposed to like pause here, like what's happening?
No, it's fine.
Okay. I love being around family. I love my family. I love spending time with my family, my extended family. Like, I just love being around family. I think family is very important, and you should spend time with your extended family. So for me, that like wasn't a big issue, spending time with his family mm-hmm. and like all of that. But I think it's more complicated for his family than it is for me to accept me into their family rather than me accept them into my family.
Interesting.
Yeah, but your definition of family oriented is different than in other culture. Like for us, like, you know, Waka and I and other Asian culture, the spending time with family doesn't have to be like talking constantly. You could just be sitting on the couch watching TV or be on your phone and, you know, be around family, and that's fine. You know, it's like the whole idea of being around family, not yeah. necessarily like sitting on the table talking constantly. And the thing is, this is a big thing too. We don't get sick and tired of each other. Mm-hmm. Like, you know what I mean? Like, they might be doing something terrible. We might be able to, like, I can't stand that person. But by the end of the day, they are there constantly.
So when you said you like spending time with family, did you mean when it's appointed? Or do you just like it anytime, any day, at any hour? And when I mean appointed, like when you schedule it?
No. Yes, and I like both. Cause like I said earlier, like I'm a scheduled person. Like I mm-hmm. like it. I like it when I have things planned out. And if there's like a day that I'm just like not doing anything, and my family will text me and be like, "Hey, like let's get together." Like I'm okay with being like, "Yeah, I'm not doing anything, so let's get together." But most of the time when I get together with my family, it is scheduled. So I would say either or, as long as I'm not doing anything.
Okay.
Yeah, just like the comedian said, I forgot his name. You know, the difference between American vacations and other cultures' vacation. You know, like in America, when you go vacation, you stay away. You need space. You know, you go somewhere else by mm-hmm. yourself or with your own immediate family. But with Asian culture and any other culture, when we say vacation, we visit other family yeah, and we go there and spend time there. And,
pretty much.
And things like that. We don't want space.
That's me.
We need them together.
To be with family.
Yeah. So when we like, when we go to somewhere, you know, like if we go up north or we go to Florida, we much rather invite other families with us. And I can see you doing that. You know, but I saw you do that. You know.
Mm-hmm. I mean, don't get me wrong. I like going on vacation with just like you and mm-hmm. then our kids. And getting away from all of that, but I don't mind bringing family along. Like our trip to Florida that you want to plan, you know, we were planning with your family, and then things happen, and that's not anymore. But I like both.
Okay, so when I'm okay now, I know I'm just jumping back and forth. When I meant that you married, when you married him, you married the family. Mm-hmm. It was a saying in our culture, is that when you marry a Samoan, you marry the whole Samoan family. And then we're talking about the issues, the baggages that comes with it. Like mm-hmm. it involves a lot with the mom and laws, a lot of about the finances. Like we have to, like when they call, you know, wanting money or this and that, did you have those experiences?
That's where I say, it comes in. That's where it came in as, I am more open than what they are, because I don't have those experiences with them. When they have things like that, it's more of a just an AJ thing. Mm. Am I supposed to say your name?
No, yeah, CB.
CB. Yeah, you can say AJ. I don't really care. My catchphrase is, you can call me CB, Captain Burger, or AJ. You can call me whatever you want. Just don't call me if you need money.
Money.
Okay. That's right.
Waka, let me finish my catchphrase.
I thought you stopped.
It's my catchphrase.
My bad.
Yeah, you're right. Okay, anyways. So, yeah, it's more so of, like, them wanting just him and not both of us. Like, you know, how we are one. It's mainly for them. It's just AJ. And that's where, for me, it gets to be hard, because I'm like, no, we're one. So it should be both, not just him. And even with my side of the family, like, it's both, not just myself. And I make sure it's both and not just myself.
Take that two becomes one to heart.
It's true.
She's also following.
Okay. Sorry. Jokingly, we're just joking. So I guess I can see your point, because I know with my experiences seeing you guys throughout the year that I've stayed with y'all, as the taxes says, I'm just repeating what the tax prep said, that you're not living here, you're just staying, so to speak. It's just a very long stay. But anyway, okay, yeah, I do see that. It's just that the concept of two becoming one, because there were some, and it is a touchy subject, and I won't go into detail. There were moments that I see that it evolved a lot on his family, that you do try to say a lot, but there was some compromise or conflict between the decisions that you guys had.
Mm-hmm.
And I see that. But you guys end up working it out, so.
I mean, don't get me wrong. There's also some problems that you have with your family that I don't want to get involved. Like, I don't.
But that's you, like, personally, that making that decision. It's not me making that decision for you.
No, because it's like in my head, you know, it's like I have so much problems to deal with right now. And I get it. You guys are my extended family, you know, from my wife. But if you guys can handle it yourself, mm-hmm. you know, that kind of stuff. And I also look at it in your side, you know, and what has happened you and your past, that you want to be part of the family, you know, like you are part of the family. So
that you do have a stake in this, or you have a say in this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right. I have another question. So we are planning and praying to go to the Philippines next year in October 2023.
Mm-hmm.
What are some expectations that you have?
Oh man, quite honestly, I don't have any expectations. I have fear.
Okay, what are your fears?
First of all, I guess I do have expectations. Because of things that I guess I've seen, like, I don't know if it's true or not, but I'll, like, see things on social media of, like, the Philippines and see how, like, the beautiful water and beaches and the scenery and how
can you pretty. Say that the way my mom say beaches?
No. No. You try this it. Is try this it. Is a
it's not a PG-13 podcast.
Oh.
It's very not.
It's very not. I don't promote our podcast to church, though.
No.
Yeah, no. No, I actually do.
Yeah, no, I'm not saying it. His mom does not say beaches.
Yeah.
Though she's meant to say it.
She says something different. Yeah, exactly. We love to make fun of her. Anyway, it's off topic. So, yes, my expectations is the scenery and the water and things like that. I'm very excited to see all of that and take lots of pictures. If you know me, I'm a picture person. There better be some photography people in the Philippines, because we about to get some.
Bust the move.
Pictures. A ton of pictures in the Philippines.
Hey, you got a husband right there that does all that.
No, he has to be in them. Do you not know me?
Okay, so what else? Okay,
anyways, so that's basically the only expectations I have for the Philippines.
It's what you see on the pictures?
Yeah.
And they're true.
Okay, that's good. But most of the things that I have for the Philippines is fear, because of everything that this lovely person has told me. And so it makes me what did I fear say? The Philippines.
I just said when you go to the Philippines, you could be an instant celebrity to a lot of people.
But you've also told me that I could get robbed, I could get stabbed,
that can't just be for Americans, it could be for Filipinos too, you know? And that just doesn't have to happen in the Philippines. You can go to Chicago, you can go down the road from us and that could happen.
You know what your mom said to me? Oh, God.
What did she say?
So we're talking about this trip to the Philippines in October of next year. And I had asked her, so I have a dog and they have a dog, basically the same
species.
No, breed. The same size. Weight, same size. And so I said, well, what are you going to do with your dog? And thinking that I could bring my dog and they could bring their dog, because why not? And she goes, well, I don't know. We're going to have already so many suitcases. And I said, well, why? Like, you don't need to take so many suitcases with you. So she goes, well, one for our clothes and one for JB's clothes and then three for food for you.
Food, a bag is just a food she for said, her.
She said three suitcases full of food just for me because I'm a picky eater. And as we established earlier, I don't eat Filipino food. So that is another one of my fears is... You know what? Maybe we should go to the Philippines and just not bring any food with us so then I can get really skinny.
Oh, the heat and the weather will do that to you.
I need it. I need it. So anyways, it's just the food and the possibly being stabbed or robbed.
Possibly being stabbed.
Possibly being stabbed.
That is what he told me.
Holy smokes.
So what you heard was being stabbed, not the possibly.
Yes. And then like the fact that I can't wear my wedding ring. I can't wear any jewelry.
No, I suggest not.
See?
That could be anywhere. You can walk on Skid Row in California.
I can go to
and
Florida.
That could happen to you 100%.
I can go to Florida. You can and go not to Florida to
in Miami, like downtown Miami, and that will happen to you.
Basically what he's saying that anywhere you go, good and bad, is going to happen eventually.
That's not basically yeah, not, what I said. That's exactly what I said.
I'm simplifying you've said a lot said. Of
no,
things.
No, because I already said that. I said that would happen to you anywhere.
You've said a lot of things about the Philippines that have made me scared. I have two children.
I'm just setting your expectation that could happen, you know? But it's not as bad as other countries, you know? It's not as bad as in our area in the Philippines. It's not actually bad.
I am excited for the fact that it's super cheap, so.
It is super cheap.
So very I
chicken nuggets cheap. Are really cheap.
Super.
So you'll be filled with
Ariel
chicken
Ariel will be happy because she likes chicken nuggets.
Yeah, she would. Yeah. But yeah, it's super cheap out there. Like our last guest said, she was so pissed how cheap it was.
She was what?
She was very pissed how cheap it was.
Really? Like,
because all that she could have had here, could have had it all out there.
Especially, specifically, tuition fee.
Education.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I know. I've recently been talking. Maybe I should just wait until we go to the Philippines to like get my. I've been talking about going back to school and getting an education. So maybe I should just.
Oh, my gosh.
Wait.
Okay. All right. I cannot wait. One thing that I can't wait for you to try when we go to the Philippines is the fast food. Go to McDonald's and try their.
I've heard it's not the same.
It's totally not the same. It's not the same anywhere.
No, it's not.
I'm not.
They have rice.
Not eating balut.
That's what you think.
Putting my foot down.
You're going to eat balut with me.
No.
And with the kids.
No.
The kids will eat
balut. Don't be a party pooper. Mm-mm. It's not so bad.
I'm going to throw up just talking about it.
We're going to egg you to eat balut.
No.
It's basically egg.
Did you get it?
I get it.
We're going to egg you on.
Mm-hmm. I'm not. Nope.
There's a lot of things you're gonna try. You're gonna try fish balls.
Hey, they good. They good.
It's actually literally.
I don't even balls. Like human balls. Fish so. Balls.
And you said.
And you.
I
were
said
worried.
Too much.
You were worried. And you were worried. Okay.
All right.
So, are there what any? Are there any like culturally? Is there any culture shock that you notice? Noticed around Filipinos or married to a Filipino?
Say that again.
Culture shock. Any culture shock?
Culture shock?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Basically, what was so different compared to the lifestyle you lived versus the lifestyle they live? Like, what was the shocking lifestyle? Culture shock.
Do you know what culture shock means?
Yes, I know. Yes.
Because he made Waka explain it.
Okay, I feel like now versus when you guys first got here is completely different.
Uh-huh.
Cause like...
Bro, you yawn and you tell me not to.
I moved it
bless
away.
You.
I moved it away.
I heard it say...
Yeah, but I moved it away.
I'm jealous.
Jealous. Okay, go ahead.
You guys good?
Yeah, I'm good. I'm heartbroken still though, but I'm good.
Heartbroken? Cause he yawned?
Yeah, because I yell at him all the time, not yawning in the microphone.
Oh, okay.
I moved the microphone last minute.
I forgot what I was saying.
Culture shock.
Then and now.
Okay. Yeah. So, when you guys first moved here, it's really different than now. So, like when you first moved here, you know, like because in the Philippines, you're family oriented, so you're with your family until the day you get married. Here you guys started out like that, but now it's not that way at all. I feel like you guys kind of adapted to our culture more than the Philippine culture, except for your dad.
Yeah, I agree. Are you excited to get married in the Philippines? Experience the
I forgot yeah
the Filipino wedding in
yes,
the Philippines.
Yes, you gotta come.
When is that?
October
2045.
Next year.
Is it we're, really
we're
next
getting
year?
Married next year.
I thought it's just a visit.
Why
yeah, that
not?
One's just a visit, and then we'll
a month.
Out. Yeah,
I'm not, pretty sure
not getting
we can
for a whole month.
We're not gonna go back to the Philippines anytime.
No, you
soon
really
want
to prep that.
No, we'll go back to.
When you prep that, you're gonna have sponsors. People's like, oh, they're gonna get married. Yeah, the people will like prep having money coming in and then here and there.
Then we hype
we
it up.
We can start
the,
that now.
We can hype it up in the podcast. We tell people, hey, you want to sponsor us for you know for our wedding?
It's gonna be
the
fun.
Wedding of the century.
Yeah.
Why can't we start that now?
No, you gotta check out the place first and where you want to get married and all that. I think you would freak out more when we get there and not none of these things
you'll
are planned
shocked,
out.
Shocked.
Remember, you're a planner?
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Whatever. Okay.
Yeah, 2045, I think that's when y'all can get married again, right?
And we're going to have Olive Garden for a reception, even though we don't have Olive Garden in the Philippines.
It's just be bread, right?
We keep saying that Olive Garden is my favorite restaurant, and we just talked about this, that it's not.
It's Fiesta Chara.
Nope.
It's
Fiesta Chara to a certain point. I like. I really like their chips.
It's not completely
Red Robin.
For right now, it's Red Robin.
Yeah, it's
for,
Red Robin.
So there was a point where Olive Garden was
exactly.
Yeah,
it's always been.
So sure. He wasn't wrong.
Yeah, exactly.
I know, but
all right. Let's talk about Filipinos. Let's talk about Filipinos. What else? What other things that you notice that Filipinos do that you find? Are there any things that Filipinos do that you find weird?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought you were saying, yeah, like you were going to answer the question.
Oh, no. Like, yeah, that's a question.
I know one, but I'm waiting for you to say what do you think.
Besides the food that y'all eat?
Yeah.
That I find weird.
Mm-hmm.
Like
that you guys can basically sleep anywhere in any that's position.
Not, that's not a Filipino thing. How about when you first saw me eat with my hands?
Oh yeah.
Oh, that's plenty.
I
of
forgot
that
about
there.
That.
Yeah. What do you
I
think?
Don't like it. I think it's the most unattractive thing ever. It's so disgusting. The first time I saw your dad do that, I was like, what is happening? Like, there's these things that we call utensils. Like, why not use it?
You know, we could say the same thing about you guys, right? Why do you guys use utensils? You know, there's this thing called
your hands. And the fact that y'all don't use toilet paper is a little weird also.
That one's weird?
Yeah.
You know, it's much cleaner if you do it with... I had a whole segment of washing your butt is better than wiping it.
I have no doubt that it is better, but it's weird.
Exactly. Then I know it's weird, but which one is much better? Which one is much cleaner?
Doesn't it feel weird in your butthole?
Everything feels weird on your butthole.
Hold up. Are you saying that these guys, the way they clean, they just stick their whole finger up in there?
I don't know.
No, that is weird.
That is weird.
You don't do that.
Stop it. No, they don't finger themselves. They're just wiping themselves.
Oh, okay, yeah. I have a serious question.
Yeah.
When we go to the Philippines, do I need to bring my own toilet paper?
100%.
Definitely.
Really?
Yes.
Really? Oh, God.
Yeah. Yes. Unless you just buy it. It's cheap out there if you want to buy it.
I'll just bring some wipes because those are...
You are not allowed to flush those wipes.
You can't.
You can get toilet paper. And we have toilet paper in the Philippines.
You just told me no.
Huh? No, not from here. I'm talking about you can get, like, yourself. You have to bring your own toilet paper with you all the time.
Oh. That's like what I carry meant. It in my purse, too.
Yes, exactly. Because it's not a common thing. Unless you go to the mall, then they have, like, toilet paper in the stalls. Or public places.
Another thing, you will have to, like, work out those arm muscles because some of the flush buttons may not work. So you will have to carry a bucket and
manually flush it.
I'll just leave it.
She ain't gonna be pooping for a whole month.
True. Ooh, it's true.
Ooh. Oh wow.
Yeah.
It's true.
Exactly.
Well, don't you do that already?
Or the traffic. I'm not looking forward to the traffic.
Oh yeah. You'll
and
be
probably
fine.
The heat too, because the humidity.
Oh no, I am looking forward to the heat.
Just you say that right now.
Yeah.
I'll ask you in second day you are in the Philippines.
It's hot. Why is the AC not working?
No, you'll have to have a wheelchair.
We do have an AC in our house, though, so you can use that. And we don't call it AC. We call it aircon.
Yeah, aircon.
If anybody's going to complain about it, it's going to be our kids. Because I feel like they're fine. I feel like they are just like you.
They'll be fine. I think they will enjoy it.
Yeah, they'll work around it.
The only thing I'm going to have to be, I'm that mom that I'm like... All right, everybody needs sunscreen. Like, cake on sunscreen.
Yeah, those kids are going to be popular, though. They're going
to
be like...
Oh, they already are popular.
You will need to bring your sunscreen everywhere you go.
It's not popular.
What you trying to say?
We don't have sunscreen in the Philippines. They don't sell sunscreens, typically, in stores.
It's a spray, no?
So how am I going to find sunscreen?
You have to go to, like, a...
Not duty free, no?
No, yeah, duty free or certain places. We don't sell duty.
Duty.
I see what you did there. I see what you did there.
So, well, another thing that you might like, because I know traffic is going to be bad, but most of the time you're going to be walking.
Yeah, I like to walk. Yeah. But is it like walking like miles upon miles upon miles?
There'll be a lot of that for sure.
Our areas are not mountains, okay? So you don't have to cross the seven seas to get somewhere.
How you would describe it, it's going to be like that, but it's not.
Is it like a Chicago type deal?
No.
No.
No, like the walking distance.
Yeah, kind of. Yeah.
Because we walked a lot in Chicago. So I would just need to like...
Bring your...
Have band-aids all over my feet.
No, not that much of walking, but you're going to be walking. Yeah.
Yeah, that's plenty of walks.
People love to walk.
Yeah.
I like to walk.
Oh, well.
That's how I got
it. As long as I'm not going to get stabbed, I like to walk.
Then by then, you're going to be crawling.
You just stay close to me or to him.
Yeah. I got two bodyguards. Going to be just
but,
like
I
this,
mean,
walking
black
down.
Belt. Why do you care?
No, you know what? I had this high standard of black belt, and after meeting this chick, it just went down the drain.
Wow. I am offended.
I'm offended.
What was your standards? Like, I'm karate chopping everything every day?
Like,
doing some high kicks all the
Kung
time?
Kung Fu Panda stuff, yeah.
You do know that's not karate, right?
Yeah, that's not even karate. And matter of fact,
We're not talking about martial arts.
I am not in karate. I am in Taekwondo.
I'm saying something like Kung Fu Panda.
I don't know what that means. I don't know what that means either.
I'm just saying.
You're the one that's saying.
I'm describing this amazing, you know, like, know-it-all, like, beat the crap out of type of person. But that went down the drain.
Why? Because I screamed one night and didn't beat the living crap out of my husband?
Yeah.
What? Okay, I'm lost. I'm completely lost.
Anyway.
Only thing I heard is you, Amber, heard me. That's the only thing that I
basically, Waka here. Wanted me to beat the living crap out of you.
Not really. I'm just saying that there's one night she just saw something scary and her black belt skills did not come out.
You also have to consider all of the other things that this is going through.
I just thought it was instinct. But anyway, there'll be plenty of walking in the Philippines.
Okay, so, yeah.
And
I'm just gonna leave.
You gotta be standing next to either me or him.
We also have Sari's store. I can't wait. There's a lot of things that I would want you to try. We're gonna vlog the whole trip for the whole month. We're gonna vlog it, and yeah, all your experiences, all the things that we are gonna experience, we're gonna vlog it. It's gonna be awesome.
Yeah,
I am excited for our kids, to experience their half culture.
The other half culture.
You mean 75% of culture?
No, what?
75. All right.
7 plus 5?
75. 7 plus 5? All right. Well, do you have any other questions for us? Anything that you want to say? We enjoy doing podcasts with you. We should do this again.
Yeah.
Should we?
Of course. We will include you in now that you are you're gonna be a regular host for our podcast if you want to.
As long as it's not at 1 o'clock at night.
Yeah, I don't know about that.
No promises there.
You know, no promises tired. There. Well, there, you know, like the previous guests, we did it like 9 o'clock. So it really depends on the guest. Most of our guests are from the Philippines, so you have that 12-hour difference.
Yeah.
The next guests though are from America, so that might be a lot easier.
Mm. Yeah.
All right. Well, if you enjoyed this podcast and what it's in it, if you went all the way to this podcast and you haven't subscribed or liked yet, I don't even know what you're doing. So make sure you subscribe. Courtney, where can people find you in the social media world? I know you do some social media stuff here and there on TikTok. Where can they find you?
If you want to plug yourself in and let TikTok, people know where you are.
What's your TikTok handle? TikTok.
Yeah, what's your TikTok handle? Is your TikTok handle Courtney?
I actually don't know.
Oh my gosh. Just look for Courtney Gamboa. That's it.
Let's see.
If you can't find her, find him.
Just go. There you go. What is it?
Courtney Gamboa 22.
Courtney Gamboa 22. That's her TikTok. Courtney Gamboa 22. Is there any other social media you want to plug?
Do you want people to reach out or look up?
That's it.
Just go look for the Gum Fam Show and you'll find us there. But yeah, so if you enjoyed this podcast and you haven't subscribed or liked yet, make sure you do that. Comment down below if there's anything that you like or you don't like. Tell your friends about us. If you learn a lot of things about this, if you learn a lot of things from this episode, let us know. Email us, The Maximum Filipino Show. Like and follow us from, you know, in all our social media accounts, TikTok, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, LinkedIn. Just look for The Maximum Filipino Show. That's it. I want to say thank you to our guest, Courtney.
Yeah.
I almost said your full name.
Our special one right here.
Our special one, Courtney M.
Wow.
CB's wife.
I think you should cut that out.
No, you'll be fine. Yeah. I mean, you said Courtney Gamboa. That's your handle. So I'm like,
there's no secret there.
That's it. Might as well tell them she drives a Camaro.
I wish.
Oh, no, you want the Mustang.
You've never told them your name?
I did. Yeah, I said CB, AJ.
Captain.
You've never said your last name.
No, I did.
Okay, so why are you worried about me saying my last name?
Oh, no, because you were.
Obviously. Obviously, they would know my last name. We're married.
Yeah, exactly. All right, I want to say thank you to Waka too for joining us. We'll see you guys later. Bye.
Bye.